The University of the Fraser Valley is bidding a fond farewell to School of Creative Arts SOCA director Heather Davis Finch. Newly appointed to the position is McGill and University of Toronto theater graduate Dr. Shelley Liebenbuch, who has been part of SOCA since its creation 4 years ago. Liebenbuch sees Abbotsford's culture scene as somewhere SOCA and the university can help grow what is missing. Liebenbuch says that she wants to continue the work of all 30-plus faculty of SOCA to give students a space to create and explore the meanings of the arts they make.
I'm very lucky there's a great team of staff that support the role of director, and we have, and those folks have been here since the school got founded. So I'm surrounded by people with a lot of know-how and a lot of willingness to talk me through stuff and work together. We have amazing student drive. What's been really exciting since I got here is the desire by students to be able to have a space where they can grow and create. That's been clear since day one. The way that the U of V community and the community at large really was willing to partner with us to support this work was really exciting. It was wonderful to see. We can be that creative art space that's doing the artwork, that's thinking about the critical elements of how do we do this ethically? What are the questions we're asking? How do we make discourse around this? There are questions of ethics, there's questions of civic duty and engagement. And I think that's been really exciting in all my work with students here, is to see that we can do it, and I think we can do it really well. I think creative arts practice and SOCA offers students an opportunity to be really critical and creative in ways that are not so text-centered. It's allowing you to grow in all of those important skills, but actually have different entry points. And obviously the skills we're teaching are all skills that will make you, in my opinion, a more engaged citizen. And they give you soft skills of being able to speak and articulate, being able to analyze what you see, being able to engage with other people in a collaborative way. We're seeing those as being touted as some of the most important skills in any work site right now, our ability to communicate and have empathy.
With her new role, Liebenbuch hopes to establish a strong connection with the Fraser Valley that she believes still has the mentality to push arts culture aside when it comes to prioritizing community needs.
From my theater professor perspective, there is still a really strong movement broadly that in deficit, in crisis, the general mentality is arts get deprioritized. And I think the challenges and obstacles that we have is we have pretty limited material conditions. The theater right now is a small black box classroom. So we are figuring out how do we advocate to get more financial support. And of course, the other piece of that is trying to be really creative and problem solve. What can we do with what we have? As part of that too, I think the move to see, well, who are the community partners? Who can we work with? And what are low cost, low tech ways that we can engage community in creative practice? And we're dealing with the fact that, you know, Abbotsford is really lacking in a broad cultural scene. We have the Reach Gallery, which is phenomenal. But then, for instance, for some of the other areas in Abbotsford, we're also situated within Fraser Valley, which is a Bible Belt. There isn't a large secular theater in Abbotsford. And as a liberal arts secular institution, part of our mandate is to partner with secular institutions that are going to be inclusive. So part of the work here, I think, as someone working in this space, and again, moving into the directorship, is what are the kind of community partnerships that we can build and grow so that there can be more open, inclusive art programming in the Valley.
SOCA is having their big draws for student recruitment and projects. Recently, the institution finished their Interpret Arts Festival in April to great success, and Liebenbuch plans on being part of the Climate Change Theater Action Plays, a global festival of short plays to do with the climate situation at the moment, for the third year in a row in the fall semester. This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold and local stories across the nation. For more stories, go to canada-info.ca.